Time for conversation number one here this morning, and we're going to have another conversation later on this morning. It's all kind of a Christmas theme here, though, today. And so our first conversation this morning, Jan Huseby is here, and so is Lynn Gruby, which means it's time for a Christmas concert at St. Mary's.
Absolutely.
Jan, let me have you raise that microphone up so we can hear it. There we go. What was the answer?
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you very much, Jan. And Lynn, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So the thing I walked into this morning here at the radio station was a note from Greg. It says that Jan and Lynn will be visiting here today. And it says here, I taped the final practice last night. It was spectacular. So if practice is spectacular, just imagine what the real thing is going to be like.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
I really, really do. We had a great practice.
What was it about last night, especially as the director up there, Jan? What do you think about last night made things so spectacular? Maybe because it was the last practice.
Well, that's sort of bittersweet, actually.
Okay.
You know, the choir has so much fun the whole season that when it comes to the last night of practice, you know, everybody's collectively very energized, but they're also savoring it. You know, it's a wonderful time that we've had to become friends and really put all our energy into this project. So there's a little bit sadness, you know, in the final practice because they know the music really well and they hate to see it end, but there's so much energy and excitement for the audience to come.
As the director from day one, which was what day? What was the first day of first practice, remember?
It was September.
Okay, so since September till last night, tell me about the growth that you've seen and the progress that happened over these last few months.
Oh, I just see a confidence having grown in the choir. You know, when I presented the music on the first night, there was a lot of, are you sure we can do this? A lot of questions, because this is a difficult group of music. The collection is more sophisticated, more complicated, and there was some doubt about whether or not we had enough time to learn all of this. So between then and now, I just see the choir having owned it. They worked really hard, and they're proud. They're proud of themselves.
I bet. Lynn Gruby, how long have you been participating?
Oh, it's been a long time. I think about 30 years.
You 30 years without missing a year?
No, I've missed a few years, unfortunately.
Okay. So what brings you back all the time? What keeps you coming back to participate in this show every year?
Well, the singers and the musicians are really from all over. They're from Minocqua, Wausau, you know, Rhinelander. So you sit next to somebody you've never met before, and they're nervous, and so are we. And by the end of the 14 rehearsals, something like that, you're friends, and we're all friends, and we laugh at each other, and we support each other, and we applaud when the performances are over the moon. And, you know, that camaraderie is something. And, you know, just the challenge. I mean, the music was very challenging this year, and it's before you, and, you know, we're going to put this in our car, and we're going to listen to it every day, and we're going to, you know, really put all of our attention and energy and effort and time into learning this music. So I think that's part of it too, you know, just the challenge and the friendships that you develop.
It sounds like a real commitment. You really make a commitment to this and to get it nearly perfect.
Right, and you have to show up too. You know, you can't show up just walk in. You know, you got to practice, and so you get there, and then you know there's things to learn, and you know you have to really be focused, and you know. But we throw in a lot of fun too.
Jan, let me ask you this: Lynn said people come from all over to participate in this choir concert here in Tomahawk, and I'm sure those communities all have wonderful churches and choirs. Why are they coming here to Tomahawk from all over?
I'm not sure. You know, a few years ago, I'm not sure really. A lot of it is word of mouth.
Okay.
You know, a couple of people called me and said, hey, I heard this is really fun. And that, can you use another singer? And so they have been consistently coming from, we have three people that come from Marathon.
Really?
They drive every Monday night from Marathon to practice. And I think that is something that they just said, they feel happy when they come. There's a spirit, and I think that we're more than music.
Even that bumpy ride on Highway 107 the whole way, they're still in good spirits and ready to sing when they get
really?
Here.
Really? Yeah. Huh. Maybe they warm up all the way. I don't know.
There we go. But that's really something to hang your hat on. You deserve a pat on the back. This choir has a reputation that precedes itself.
I think they do, actually. And I don't take any credit for that. I think there's just a spirit that happens, and it's a chemistry, it's a spirituality, it's a common bond. I'm not sure. I'm just really proud to be a part of it.
I know, Lynn, she's not going to ever pat herself on the back. So what is it like working for this woman in this choir situation?
Well, the direction comes, you know, clear, and it's you have to do this, you have to learn this. And then also, I think that there's an encouragement from Jan.
Okay.
You know, when we get it, you know, she said, you know, wow, it's beautiful. And you know, one person starts crying in the row and takes the whole row out, you know. Everybody's, so, you know, this year, make sure you bring tissues. You're going to need that, you know. So
she keeps a tight ship, but yes, there's still some relaxing and fun times in there, too, which is probably that type of a situation is something that somebody is going to want to. Nobody wants to get into something that's so serious that you can't have a little bit of fun, too.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, I don't give false praise, I don't think. Right, Lynn?
I would say that.
You know, and there are times when I'll say, that was almost good. And everybody's really happy with that, because when I say that was really good, they know that I meant it and there was meat to it.
With 30 years some experience with Lynn has, how many other people in the choir have been around that you've seen that many years? Or are there always new faces each year?
There's always new faces. You know, there are many that have been there a long, long time. But we always have a few people that are unable to participate for whatever reason. And we always have a few new ones. So there is a certain amount of turnover every year. But what I really have loved is that the sections of the choir have really good leadership within them.
Okay.
There are some people in each section that can read music. Most people can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of them are there to learn by rote. And
okay.
So that's why we pound out parts for a long time before they get it. But the sections themselves have some solid underground that are good singers that read music. That's really helpful.
There's a lot of talent around here, isn't there? Because I've
Absolutely.
Never been able to see the concert in person, but I've listened on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is about as good as it gets for this kind of music, this kind of choir music. This is as good as it gets. I can't imagine it's any better anywhere else.
I'm really proud of it. You know, we have people that have driven a long way to attend the concert. And they said that, you know, we've heard by now about this, and we know that we can rely on a really wonderful day by coming to the concert.
Well, let's talk about the concert itself here. We will have this on the radio this year at, let's see here, we will air the concert Christmas Eve at 8:05.
Mm-hmm.
And so what will people hear? What can people expect? We don't want to give away too much, but we should probably just give some folks an idea. How did you put the program together?
I start in June. I have a folder that I keep that I will begin putting music into for next year, right after this concert is over.
Okay.
Because I always hear things that I think, oh, put that away. But I begin selection of music in June. The first part of the program is a variety of styles, actually. They are songs that I believe aren't necessarily Christmas, but they don't deny the feelings that we all have at Christmas time. You know, we all have a longing for peace. We have a longing for security and reassurance and hope. So some of the songs are, they're good, solid, traditional hymns, actually.
Mm.
And others, you know, we're singing a movie theme. And they are songs that kind of reach into the corners of our heart that are there, they're latent, but we don't talk about them as much.
Okay.
And so that is the first part. And then the second part of the concert is the cantata.
So it's a nice mix of music that's familiar that people are going to want to sing along with, at least in their own mind, if not out loud.
Well, we're going to have them participate.
Okay. And but the way the program goes along, I'm looking at the program here now. Lynn, you're also a narrator along with being a singer. So take us through the program from your perspective. Are you the narrator through the whole thing?
No,
or
actually,
just the one part.
Just the one part, and
okay.
it's like an introduction of the songs.
Okay.
But then the second part, the cantata, we have two narrators that Well, they share the story of Christmas, and it intermingles with the music, and it's really
so there's
touching.
A little story, then there's a little bit story. Of music, and more story, and more music, all centered around Bethlehem.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens.
So the music, Jan, some of the people, I actually recognize a couple of these names here, some of the people that originated this music. John Williams is a big one. Mm-hmm. Everybody's heard of John Williams and heard his music.
Yeah.
Stefan, yes. And I know I've heard of him as well. And so some of these people are even familiar to me.
They are. You know, one of the songs we're singing was recorded by Josh Groban.
Okay.
And so I found a choral arrangement of that song. And that song, it sings of gratitude. And how no matter how much of a mess we may see when we look around us, there's always so much to be grateful for.
Whenever I hear it, whenever I hear Ave Maria... Mm-hmm. It does something. I don't know. I just saying it. It's like I get goosebumps. I've heard so many good versions of that song, and something about that song just really does something, at least for me, and probably for everybody else. I'm glad that's one of them that's going to be in the program this year. What are some of the other ones that people will recognize?
I think Be Still My Soul is something that is it's very ecumenical, and it's something that it takes us a long way back, and that's another aspect of the music that I really appreciate is that no matter what background we come from, you're included. Mm. And so the music is, it acknowledges that we don't all practice our faith the same way, but that we all have the same kind of ultimate belief together. And I hope it's unifying.
I see the name Carol Sager on here, too, and that's a very familiar name for people that love music here in this country as well. So part one takes you through like a lot of very familiar things. Part two, narrated by Kathy Paulson and Tom Oscar. How does part two of the program work?
Part two of the program is the cantata. And this cantata it's difficult, probably the most difficult we've sung. It was debuted at Carnegie Hall 3 years ago, and that was with a full orchestra, and it's a very big sound, but it has a lot of really nice arrangements of traditional Christmas songs in it.
Okay.
And so it's very well done. The composer was Mary McDonald, and she's an excellent choral writer, and so the harmonies are very pretty and fun to sing.
In between the two programs, there will be a free will offering, and Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers will receive some generosity from everybody in the crowd. Why that organization this year?
Well, we like to choose an organization that serves all the people of Tomahawk. And I think that the TAIV is a great group of people that they're heroes behind the scenes for a lot of elderly people, especially,
right.
You know, that need help in various ways, and they need support, and you know, the people give of their time, they should have the resources they need to do their job.
December 3rd is Sunday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock is when it starts. As far as the rest of the program, we're going to hear a lot of singing. What other accompaniments are going to be there, musical instrument wise
we have a great group, a great ensemble. We will have two violins, we have percussion, we have a flute, we have, help me out, Lynn.
Guitar, and then the gentleman who does the...
Yes, Dr. Mark does the aerophone.
Aerophone.
Which I refer to as the horn of plenty because it has... it's a really fun instrument that can sound like many different things.
Really? Aerophone?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
So a violin, there will be percussion, of course, piano music, and so this is really the full, no wonder people come from everywhere. This is more than just some people singing in church. This is a real show.
I hope so.
What you're going to find when you come is it's a big sound. You know, these 70 musicians just make, they'll fill the church with sound. And last year, you know, we said it's the best, but I don't know. I think every year, I think it's the best one. And last year, you know, we told you, bring extra socks because we're going to blow your socks off. Yeah, well, I knew that happened because there were socks all over the
really?
Church. After. Yeah, there were socks everywhere. But this year, you need to bring extra socks and some tissues because the children are endearing. The sound is the talent is over the moon.
And not just adult talent, the Cherubim Choir, there's going to be kids up there, kids singing at Christmas time. It doesn't get better than that either.
In last night's rehearsal, you should have heard them. They are solid.
Really?
Yeah, and they I won't spoil it, but there's a very sweet entrance.
Okay.
I'm going to spoil it.
Got it. Again, if you want to be here in person, it's Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I would assume that if people don't start getting to St. Mary's by 2 or so, you're probably going to be in the back of the room.
It's kind of fun to watch because we're there at noon setting up, and some people sneak into the church and put their coat in a pew. And then they leave, and then they come back later.
Well, it is Tomahawk. We set our chairs out by the parade route the day before.
It's kind of the same way.
Why not jackets in church? Church too.
It's same people, probably.
It could very well be. Lynn, I'm going to ask you one final question. You said you've been doing this for 30 years, and by the look on your face and the tone of your voice, this is something that is going to be just part of your life for a long time, right?
I hope so. I get way more out of it than I give. You know, I mean, sure, you have to practice and you have to show up, but what you get back is 10 times. We actually laugh several times at every rehearsal. We laugh at ourselves. You know, it's fun. It's a camaraderie. And I will come back to do this again and again. I think the best part is when you get there, you know, and we've got it. And then we sing it and we're just dumbfounded. We're like, wow, did we do that? You know, did we make that sound? And so I'll come for that little carrot every day, every time.
And Jan, with that being said, is there always room for more?
I laugh every year because I say, this is the 6th anniversary of my last concert.
Well, how glad are we that she's still here?
Yes, she's irreplaceable.
I was just going to say, I'll bet you each and every one of these people, Jan, are saying, you can't do this. Nobody else can do this the way you do it.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, the cemetery is full of people that thought they were indispensable.
Yeah.
But I really am. Every time I'm able to do this, I'm grateful. I'm really grateful.
Well, with that being said, are you looking for an understudy, somebody that you can kind of show the ropes? Are you looking for somebody to step up and say, you know what, Jan, job well done, and now start training me?
I do, and I already have wonderful assistants in Mary Ramsey has been so valuable in helping out, and she's taking more of a confident role every year.
Good.
See that in her, and I see a couple of other people that step up in so many ways too. So I think it's going to keep evolving.
And Mary Ramsey's one of the other directors. She directs half of the program, too.
And there's a long list of names at the end of this program here. We don't have enough time to go into all of it, but the bottom line is it's an event here in Tomahawk, that's for sure. St. Mary's Choir and Friends Concert, musical gift presented by these folks to everybody that wants to come. December 3rd, Sunday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Better get to St. Mary's way earlier than that if you want to sit down. Jan and Lynn, thank you both for being here. Thanks to everybody who is participating in this thing and makes it what it is every single year. God bless. Merry Christmas and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.